Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Life Investigated podcast today. Today we are continuing along the lines of gun ownership. Yesterday we did a podcast on the need for the Second Amendment and the right to self-defense. Today I'm going to address responsible gun ownership. And I've titled this podcast, Does the Michigan Parents Sentencing in the Michigan School Shooters Case is being led by people that are saying, you know, this is the need for responsible gun ownership, et cetera, et cetera. But it does it really? Does that case really have something to do with responsible gun ownership? So let's think about this for a minute. If all the facts that have been in the media are mostly true, apparently the school system was so convinced about this kid having mental issues that they had actually called the parents in and had meetings with them about this their child's mental health and apparently maybe some threats he made, etc., etc. And according to the news media, anyway, I didn't follow the trial all that much, so I don't know all of the facts about the trial, but they were convicted nevertheless here this week in, of murder, of homicide, right along with their child, and even though they were not present there. And a lot of these people out here in the media are saying, well, here's a classic example of why we need gun control and responsible gun ownership, which is two different subjects in itself, but some of these folks are trying to combine the two together. But let's address, is this responsible gun ownership? Well, here's the deal. If the kid had mental issues, the parents knew it apparently, and chose either to thought the school system was just jerking them around, and I could kind of see if that was the case, if that were the case, with all the liberal garbage that goes on in the public schools and with the administrators and with the wokeism in the schools, I could kind of see why a parent might think that was just garbage. But yet, if they have any involvement whatsoever with their child, coupled with the fact that you do have complaints on your child, then maybe this has nothing to do with guns and responsible gun ownership than it does with just parenting. You see, you have to be involved in your child's life, i.e., which includes discipline, or it includes treatment. You know, maybe we don't like to admit when a child has a mental health issue. Maybe the stigma that's related to mental health stops a parent from seeking proper care. Maybe. It would not me. If one of my children were suffering, the first thing that I want to do is to provide them some means to alleviate the suffering. And if it's the fact of acknowledging this child is having a mental health issue, then obviously treatment for that mental health issue should have been first and foremost and forefront in the parents' minds and efforts in their life. It appears to me, based on the surface, that this is a parenting issue and not a gun issue. It is certainly not a gun control issue. It is an issue of, am I too busy? Do I just not care about my child? Did I think it was my husband's responsibility? Or did I think it was my wife's responsibility to make sure this kid has treatment or is being disciplined and supervised? You know, a lot of times I believe today in 2024, when we say children have social issues and mental health issues and etc., I believe the real issue is just the lack of discipline by the parents. Why? Why do parents not discipline their children in 2024? Because it creates an atmosphere that requires time from the parents. I mean, if you're going to discipline a child, you have to know why you're disciplining the child. You have to decide the proper discipline for the child. I mean, you know, probably not too many parents these days will actually spank a child. Now, in my day, we got spankings and that might have been on the borderline of beating sometimes. But, you know, whatever the choice is for discipline from a parent in 2024, the fact remains that discipline must be had. And it must be administered in some form or fashion that is at least severe enough that you capture that child's attention and let them see what is right and what is wrong. So I don't believe this is a responsible gun ownership issue at all. And I'm talking about some of the articles that I've read have been from supposed conservative contributors to different platforms who are talking about the need for responsible gun ownership and that the sentencing of these parents should send a signal to every parent out there who has weapons in the home. Well, here's the first deal on that. If you are a firearm owner, a gun owner, the very first and foremost thing on your mind should be operating that piece of equipment safely, keeping that equipment stored safely, etc., etc. I mean, if you go out here and buy a new car, I would assume the first thing you do is try to keep it secure, right? You keep your keys in such a manner that your children are not going to go out and get in your car and drive it down the road. Or at least that's what you should be doing. We've seen cases where that didn't work either. But and you're going to lock the car up, correct? You should be locking your car. You're going to take steps to make sure that that instrument doesn't get taken away from you or used in the wrong way. So if you're a gun owner, that's your first and foremost thought. It should be anyway. That's responsibility. That's responsible gun ownership along with training. It amazes me as a trainer how many people buy a weapon but never learn how to use it. Or they will go through a 5-minute orientation at the gun shop, then never go out and discharge the firearm on a range, never manipulate the actions on the firearm, and never clean the thing. They just throw it up and then think that they have personal protection and that they're being a responsible gun owner. That is not responsibility there. That is just absolute asinine. It's just another version of our 2024 stupidity that we see in society. So I disagree with a lot of the articles that I've read, and like I said, some of them are even from conservative contributors to these platforms, that this should serve a lesson to responsible gun ownership. No, this case in Michigan should serve a lesson to responsible parenting. I do not deny that it was these two people's responsibility to parent their child. It was not the school's responsibility, even though many school systems like to take those rights away from parents in 2024. It was not the school system's need to raise this child. It was not the community, irregardless of what Hillary Clinton says, that it takes a village. It does not take a village. It takes parents involved in their life who are ready to dish out the discipline when it is needed and in appropriate manners. It is the parents' responsibility to be involved in their child's life, to know something about their child, what they're doing. Now, as a parent who has raised in conjunction with my wife 3 daughters, no matter how hard we tried, sometimes they still got around us with some of their foolishness. Why? Because that's what kids innately do. Most kids will have a rebellion streak in them somewhere along the line, or through peer pressure, they will want to experiment or do something that they should not be doing. And if you just let that go unchecked, though, you come to situations like this where you've got a kid threatening to kill students and actually does, and now he's spending a life in prison with no parole, as I understand it, which that's most likely probably a deserved punishment. And now his parents are in prison too for whatever amount of time. I don't remember how long they were sentenced to. A lot of people are making a deal that this case set a precedent. Well, I mean, there have been other cases where people have been held accountable for other people's crimes. But the fact that this one involved a firearm and the tragic situation of other children dying, which is, I do not discount that. That is a concern of mine every single day. Every single day I pray for the safety of my grandchildren. That's really pathetic as a society that you have to spend your time, although I don't begrudge that, specifically praying that your children will be safe while they're in the care of public schools. There's something wrong with society in general when we look at it that way. But nevertheless, this case was not about responsible gun ownership. This is not a case that the gun control or gun takeaway advocates should be able to even have a platform to stand on about the purchasing of firearms or the legality of firearms. That firearm that was used did not get up that morning and say, I'm going to the school and kill children. It didn't have any say-so in it. So the responsibility is not on the gun. It was on the person behind the gun, and it was on the parents that were behind the child, as they have now been sentenced for it, maybe for some of the wrong reasons. I don't disagree that they had accountability, but I think, as usual, the press is turning this thing in a way that it does not need to be. So if you want to be a responsible gun owner, and I just spoke of yesterday in the podcast about the need for the Second Amendment and the right to self-defense. And folks, 2024, if you think it's been nasty so far, it ain't finished yet. And you need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. Now's the time to start securing yourself, securing your property, making sure that you have the proper training. You know, in Virginia, we have a very lax training program for concealed weapon carriers. I think it needs to be more, simply because of the responsibility that we should have as gun owners. Up until a few years ago in Virginia, you could take an online course. And then they done away with that. But still, the course, the minimum requirements for a concealed carry class just should be state mandated more. I don't like regulations, but as a trainer, I could tell you, when people come into concealed weapons classes, instead of coming in with the attitude, this is a serious issue, gun ownership is a serious issue, self-defense is a serious issue, instead of coming in with that attitude, 90% of the students I've seen come in and say, well, how much time is this going to take? When I have a student come in and want to know how much time the concealed carry class is going to take, that kind of tells me right then that person doesn't need to be concealed carry. They don't need to even be owning a firearm because they're not serious about it. You've got to train with the tool you're using or you're going to be ineffective. And training is more than shooting a firearm. It is the manipulation of it, the cleaning, the breaking down, plus the mental aspect of being an armed citizen, carrying concealed, ready to defend yourself or someone else from the use of aggressive, deadly force. That's why you are concealed carrying. That's why you should have the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Period. Well, let me redress that. That's not the only reason for the Second Amendment, but for most folks in 2024, there's only a certain groups of people that are concerned of being armed enough to divert government aggression from them and their property and et cetera, et cetera. But folks, if it gets to the point, and maybe it's pretty close to that point, especially with the criminal element that we have working in D.C. right now, if it gets to the point that the government decides to declare martial law and strip your rights completely from you, I've heard people say for years, well, I've got 40,000 rounds of ammunition and blah, 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 and I've done this and I've done that. And, you know, I don't discourage anybody from that, but here's the deal. If the government comes to get you and get your guns, with technology today, they're not going to send troops to your front door, four or five of them, to come in and break your door and get you. If it's come to that point in society, they're just going to send a drone overhead and zap you, Bubba, and you ain't going to exist no more. If it's come to the point that our government has failed, martial law has taken over, and they've decided to make this a complete dictatorship, they have technology to take your guns and to get rid of you. They don't have to. You don't have to worry about how many cops or how many soldiers you're going to take out on the way with all your ammunition. You're not even going to know what's coming. For you guys that are doing it, keep it up. Maybe you'll find a need for it sometime, but what I'm addressing today is the normal, everyday, responsible gun owner that wants to be prepared to protect himself and his family. This is what you need to do. Train. Mentally prepare, and have a good lawyer on standby if you ever discharge that firearm. Be sure you have a good lawyer. It's the Patriot Trainer. I'll see you on the next podcast.